Chapter 8, Pit of Death. Banking, Symphony sent her jet hurtling back towards the target area.
Prepare to attack. This time we'll take no chances in going lower.
A violent explosion shattered the rest of her words and set the plane bucking like a speedboat on a rough sea.
What was that?
She wrestled the plane on an even keel again.
Seemed like we had one of those squalls the Colonel warned us about. Round to air missile, I guess.
Another missile exploded below the planes, and Rhapsody gasped.
Warning shots. They couldn't have missed us at this altitude if they'd been serious.
Gee, if they're not serious, there's sure something queer about my sense of humor. Climb to maximum ceiling.
As the plane screamed upwards, nose to tail, Rhapsody at the rear reported on the situation.
Another squall coming up from landward. Two flights of strike craft.
Keep climbing. They can't follow to our maximum height.
Vertically they climbed, standing on their tails. The Chinese interceptor planes wheeled and climbed after them, but were rapidly left far below by the incredible speed of the Angels. Far up in the stratosphere, the Angels leveled out and headed seawards. Symphony radioed Cloud Base.
That's what I feared, Symphony. But at least you scored one direct hit on that ridge. Let's hope it did the trick. Call off the operation.
Oh, must we, sir? Our speed's far greater than theirs. We might be able to get through and make sure of closing that channel.
Maybe you'd get past the fighters, but the ground-to-air missiles, never. Besides, I've stuck my neck out as far as I dare. If we persist, we could stir up big trouble.
But the Oceanus...
If she does get through, we must rely on ground operatives. Captain Scarlet and Captain Blue should soon be touching down at Nanking to team up with Lieutenant Umbar. Withdraw outside Chinese territorial airspace and stand by.
SIG, sir.
Colonel White frowned as Symphony went off the air. The Bombay Thermic Station had escaped destruction after all, which meant that Oceanus must be heading for Nanking. It would reach the Yangtze in a little over 2 hours. If only they could make certain that deep water channel was closed.
Get me the world president. Emergency channel.
President Younger's grave face appeared in the closed circuit screen.
What is it, Colonel? Have you located the Oceanus?
No, sir, but...
He told the president the whole story.
You had no right to take such extreme action without my authority, Colonel. Especially after being warned by the Supreme Commander.
I know, sir, but I'm not apologizing. While I'm in command of Spectrum, I shall take what measures I think fit to try and protect the Earth. I had to choose between offending the Chinese and stopping the Mysterons. If I've blocked that channel, then my decision was justified.
If? You sound uncertain, Colonel.
Without reconnaissance, I can't be certain. And to avoid further complications, I've pulled out my strike craft. But there's one way we can make sure. If you can persuade the Chinese president to take appropriate action...
Too bad you didn't think of asking me to do that earlier, Colonel. Rather like trying to bolt the stable door when the horse is bolted, isn't it?
We're trying to bolt the stable door to stop the horse getting in. Will you do it, sir?
I've got to do it, Colonel. It's my duty to try everything within my power. But I'm not holding out much hope.